This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
This aquatic adventure RPG is wholesome, wonderfully complex, and delightfully hard to put down. This is your IGN review of Dave the Diver by Travis Northrup. Just like an actual ocean, Dave the Diver is beautiful at first glance, but then you dive into it to find a vast, wonderful world to explore just beneath the surface. This waterlogged adventure manages to exceed the expectations of an already hilarious premise, with some of the most irresistible exploration, sim management, and minigames I've seen in a long time, and which kept me completely glued to my seat for far more hours than I'd ever intended. With characters and a story that are deceptively substantial and more content packed into it than I could have anticipated, Dave the Diver never stopped surprising me. If you would have told me that one of the best games I'd play this year, standing alongside juggernauts with mega-million-dollar budgets, would end up being a retro indie RPG where you play as an obese scuba diver who runs a sushi shop, I would have believed you, actually. That sounds awesome. And it is. Dave the Diver's story focuses on a lovable group of co-workers turned friends who open a sushi bar near the mysterious Blue Hole, a seemingly magical stretch of water known to change its terrain and aquatic ecosystem every day. You play as the titular Dave himself, a rotund, soda-chugging diver who begrudgingly caters to the whims of everyone in his life, including the occasional bossy sea creature. What follows is an endearingly silly tale involving a secret society of merfolk, some really aggressive wildlife protection enthusiasts, and dozens of people making very rude comments about your character's weight. But while it comes off a bit shallow at first, the story shockingly develops into something more substantial, with characters that are far more complex than their pixelated faces initially suggest. Even after more than 30 hours, I still find myself eager to spend time with the likes of Bancho, the stoic, fearless sushi chef, and Duff, the anime-obsessed, neck-bearded gunsmith. It certainly helps that many characters are given extremely amusing and memorable cutscenes every time you interact with them, like one where Bancho traumatizes a fish with his knife-sharpening skills, or where Duff elegantly dives into a swimming pool to test out a newly crafted weapon. I've seen them all dozens of times at this point, and yet I refuse to skip them. They're just that good. But this is not just an amusing adventure RPG. It comes with a surprisingly deep restaurant management sim baked into it. You'll split your time between diving into the dangerous depths of the Blue Hole to hunt for fish and supplies, battle wet foes, and complete conquests while also managing a sushi shop by crafting recipes, cooking, hiring and training employees, and dealing with an extremely fussy clientele. Diving into the Blue Hole is where the literal and figurative meat of the adventure happens. You'll use a harpoon, guns, and nets to capture and kill fish to be turned into sushi, and explore ever deeper, inevitably leading to action-packed confrontations with aggressive sharks, navigating ancient ruins filled with simple puzzles, and fighting off over-the-top bosses like a massive hermit crab using a monster truck as a shell. Tracking down and collecting all manner of sea life is a compelling and zen-like game of hide-and-seek, where you're rewarded for bringing your quarry down with as little brute force as possible by mastering Dave the Diver's simple but satisfying combat. Like a true spreadsheet lover's dream, running an exotic sushi bar requires you to master numerous disciplines, like gathering materials, hiring and training your staff, nurturing both an agricultural and a fish farm, learning recipes and upgrading your menu, and more. Watching sales charts climb and building a better business is a dopamine hit that kept me up late into the night and repeatedly drove me back into the ocean to collect ingredients, especially once the complexity of my business swelled to insane proportions when my success required me to open a branch location. As if spearfishing and restaurant management weren't enough on their own, you'll also get into gambling, aquatic photography, seahorse racing, raising a Tamagotchi-inspired digital pet, concert-going rhythm games, and at least 20 other absurd things I wouldn't want to spoil. Whether you're exploring the Blue Hole as you hunt for an elusive shark or hanging out with merpeople, Dave the Diver lives up to the adventure game genre by absolutely never being predictable throughout its entire duration. Not all of the gambles Dave the Diver takes are successful. If they were, they wouldn't be gambles. And sometimes you'll end up playing some haphazardly thrown together minigame that feels like it could have been left on the cutting room floor. Dave the Diver is a tremendous and unforgettable RPG adventure that I can't put down. The stories and characters are full of heart and charm. The underwater exploration and restaurant management are easy to lose time to, and the sheer number of weird minigames and other surprises that are packed into the 30-hour adventure ensure things never grow stale. Even with wimpy bosses, simple puzzles, and a fair number of bugs, Dave the Diver has so many other interesting and intriguing things going on that it's easily one of the best games I've played this year so far. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Dave the Diver, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.